Are you a sheep? No. You're a dragon. Be a dragon.
This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm Amanda, and with me today is my awesome co-host, Monica.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Monica.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Better.
I'm glad you're not sick anymore.
No, the man flu couldn't kill me.
Manfluenza?
Manfluenza. Himfluenza.
Oh, Himfluenza, sorry, I got it wrong.
And what else was it? Bronchitis? And some other awesome words that I already forgot again, but I've really enjoyed.
Yeah, that was a good time when those were all shared over in our Discord channel, which, listeners, you're invited to join if you want. geekherring.com/Discord. We're awesome.
Yes, obviously. And there's a lot of cool stuff going on with a lot of cool guys and gals.
Yeah. So, Monica, what geeky things did you get up to while we were off sick last week?
Off sick and holiday and all in love, you mean?
I was holidaying and in love.
You weren't holidaying and in love?
Well, I'm always in love, but I wasn't holidaying.
The podcast was on holidays.
The podcast was on holiday.
Yeah. I am in the middle of finishing the Robin Hobb book series that Yay! You recommended. And I'm so terribly in the story that I forget to breathe and drink sometimes.
I get it. I've been there. It's like it's one of those stories that just draws you in and you need to read it in complete silence and listen and hear and hallucinate all the fantastic things that are going on.
Yeah, and suddenly it's 3 a.m. in the morning and you're like, where did the time go?
Yeah. But when you finish, I can tell you about my 3 a.m. adventure when I finished.
Oh, yeah. I'm really curious and really excited, and I can't wait that we have an episode about it.
It'll be such a good episode.
Yeah.
So I've been doing some geeky things this week, too.
What was it? Share it now.
Okay, only because you asked, though. I am almost done the Marvel Marathon that we started 34 weeks ago.
Yeah, early.
You think it's early?
No, you were early. You didn't. When we last chatted about this, I think you weren't sure if you even make it until the next movie comes out.
Yeah, that's because we were watching like 1 to 2 episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D. a day. But I don't know what's happened to my boyfriend. He doesn't like to watch TV and he doesn't binge. He's never liked to binge TV.
That's why he's so skinny and everything, because he's not a binger.
Yeah, probably. But we have been watching no less than 6 episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D. a day for like the past week. He just wants to sit and watch them. And I'm like, okay, because if we sit and watch them, that's awesome. And I get to crochet. So yeah, in the past week, we have watched season 4 and almost all of season 5 of S.H.I.E.L.D. and 4 movies. So now we've no movies left. And I think 5 episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D. and we'll probably eat them all tonight.
Jeez, how long is one episode?
Like 42 minutes.
But that's when you don't have a sleeping schedule, then you can do that.
Yeah, well, we still have been going to sleep like maybe an hour past our normal bedtime.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm so excited that you did this, actually.
Yeah, it's been so much fun. To be fair, we haven't gone through like any of the other spin-off series, but we're going to. We're going to go back and finish all the Defenders on Netflix. And then there's also Inhumans and Cloak and Dagger, which are 2 shows that are like spinoffs to, I think they're spinoffs to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go back and watch all them. So like technically it's not finished, but we've seen like the vast majority. And we're in time for Captain Marvel, which is out in just 2 weeks from release date of this episode.
Oh, really? Releasing that early, like, but it's already almost the end of February. I can't even.
Yeah, so it's coming out on March 8th. So it'll be, 2 weeks from the day this episode releases.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Where does this year go already?
I don't know.
I'm very proud of you and I'm very impressed. And now I can't ever be shocked about anything ever anymore that connects you and Marvel.
It's true, because I am practically an expert now.
You are an expert now. I haven't seen like most of the things that you have said.
Yeah.
Seen like the movies, but not all of them. So.
But you know what this means? I've finally seen Black Panther.
You finally seen Black Panther. That's true. It's really good, isn't it?
It was so good. Yeah, super cool. Oh, and I did one other really cool thing, which I want to bring up before we get into our topic today. Last week, we went to the opening night of the Northern Ireland Science Festival and saw a talk by Dr. Julia Shaw, who is a Canadian psychologist who studied like criminal behavior, and she's gotten really fascinated with the topic of evil and humanity's dark side. So this talk that she put on was called Evil, the Science Behind Humanity's Dark Side. And it was really, really cool to see like this super intelligent and hilarious scientist get up on stage on Valentine's Day Eve. So we were like meet with her and like just talk about all the weird things that people do. And some of it made me think like, oh, other people do that too? Okay, I'm not that weird and creepy. But like some of it I was, well, yeah, okay, this is weird and creepy.
What weird and creepy things do you do where you think other people don't do that?
Oh, well, like...
putting you on the spot right
you
there.
You really did put me on the spot there. So apparently, if you don't wash your hair every single day, you're creepy.
Well, then I'm creepy.
Sorry. I'm also creepy. And if you have murder fantasies, as in like you sometimes fantasize about removing people from your life or like daydream or have these thoughts... like that's totally normal behavior.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I'm like, huh, I don't feel so bad for killing all those people in grade 5 in my head.
Just grade 5?
Well, it was grade 8, but yeah, it was, I used to like imagine going around the room and hitting people with gigantic hammers so that they would smush down their seats and leave the class.
But when people are annoying, I mean.
Yeah. But it's totally normal, so it's not weird. I can talk about it.
Now I can. Now you can, now that she helped you get over the fact that that's perfectly normal.
Yeah, she gave me permission, so it's fine.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we have actually asked Dr. Shaw if she'd like to be a guest on Geek Herring, so stay tuned, because hopefully that's going to happen in the near future.
Nice. I am very excited.
So I feel like we've been talking at this introduction for like 100 years already, and we haven't even gotten into the topic of our podcast.
We haven't, right? So what are we going to talk about today?
Monica, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects.
One of your favorite subjects? Seriously?
Yeah absolutely.
Which is?
Boobs.
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 I recently listened to a podcast and the guy called them fat natchies.
He's not wrong. They're just like big bags of fat or small bags of fat.
It's like apparently a short version of fat naturals. Cool. I've never heard of that. Found that kind of hilarious, but also not sure.
Yeah, I'm like,
So why are we talking about boobs today?
The reason we're talking about boobs today specifically is because if you have been following along with Hearthstone, you may have noticed that Jaina Proudmoore, who is resident busty mage, has gotten her portrait nerfed.
Nerfed. Which
means, like, it's actually been redrawn and quietly slipped back into the game, and she is, in fact, wearing a cover-up over her quite substantial cleavage.
For those of you who don't know what nerfed is, we Urban Dictionary did, or I did, because I had no idea what the word means. I don't know if you did, but it was news to me. So basically, something is considered as nerfed when something gets made less worthwhile than it had been originally, then it is considered nerfed. Though I'm not entirely sure if I approve of this actual word. in that context.
Yeah, there's an awful lot behind it. And I think it's going to bring up a whole lot of conversation here before we can really decide whether we think that she should have been covered up or not.
I just mean the use of the word nerfed for now. I am still very, very biased about that entire topic. Because I don't know how much of the boob topic is my personal issue, to be very honest. But that doesn't mean we cannot talk about it.
Yeah. So, Monica, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes, please.
When you think about boobs and video game characters, what's the first one that comes to your mind?
Lara Croft.
Right. Early 90s Lara Croft and her boxy boobs.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a staple of my 90s youth. You?
The staple of your 90s youth?
Well, mostly 90s, early 2000s.
I did never play Tomb Raider, to be honest. Tomb Raider. I'm sorry you look at me like this. Yeah, I've never played any of those games. I'm sorry. She's almost crying, listeners. I just broke her heart. She's literally almost crying.
I don't understand.
What is she even saying?
Never played Tomb Raider?
Nope. I was playing Super Mario. The plumber was plumbing and jumping. There were hardly any boobs there. There was a big mustache and everything.
Speaking of Mario, while I was doing some research for this show, I came across somebody or multiple people had crossed Bowser with Peach, and so basically it was a female Bowser with lots of boobs, and I was like,
that's weird, isn't it?
Wow, the Mario fandom has gotten weird.
Is it? There are female Bowsers, they don't have boobs though.
No, this was a very busty Peach.
Bowser Peach.
Very angry looking Bowser. What do they call her? Call it Bowsette, I think.
I don't recall seeing boobs in Mario Kart, I have to admit.
Yeah.
But whatever. Doesn't mean that it's not there. It's just that I generally really can't care less about boobs.
Well, let's be honest. Boobs exist. Boobs, most women have boobs of some shape or form.
Yeah.
And some of them are big. Some of them are small. Some of them are bouncy. Some of them are pretty tightly packed in there.
And some of them are pretty loose, probably.
Yeah. And, boobs are boobs, and women and female identifying people who have boobs, be proud of your boobs because boobs are awesome.
I really have no emotion towards boobs, I have to say. I'm really sorry.
You are just breaking my heart on this podcast.
I haven't played Tomb Raider. I don't care about boobs. They have to be really in my face for me to actually notice them, or somebody's showing me theirs. That sounds if people just cross.
Do often get shown random pairs of boobs?
No, I mean, not. How can I get out of that one? Not in a come watch my boobs kind of way, but some women or female identifying peeps out there, did you like to show that they have them in a very little clothing? I mean, in that kind of way, I sometimes see boobs in my face, but I'm probably just don't notice them a lot unless they're very much in my face.
That's fair. I guess that's a pretty cool standpoint to take because, boobs, they're not really a sexual organ or anything. They're just a fact of some people's lives.
I mean, that's how I see them.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the general population sees them like this, because I do think that the general population sees boobs as, what did you just say, sexual?
Well, they're not a sexual organ. They have nothing to do with having sex. They're not a sexual thing. They're a life-giving thing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they can't be appreciated.
Yeah.
But then when it crosses over into video game territory, this is where it gets quite interesting, because for years, video game characters, especially female, were created for, quote unquote, the male gaze, because there was not necessarily less women playing video games. They weren't who the games were being marketed for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these characters are being created with these gigantic boobs that were all up in your face, or, you know, cardboard boxes, like triangles, like Tomb Raider, you know, bigger was better. You just need to look at, for example, Dead or Alive, which is a zombie killing video game that's been around for a couple decades, I think. And like the boobs are huge and they're bouncy and they're everywhere and there's so much and they're so in your face that it actually created a spinoff game about volleyball. Because obviously when you're playing beach volleyball and you're jumping around and you're wearing like swimwear and your boobs are going to be like lots of boobs, lots of everywhere. So like
lots of jumping around.
Lots of jumping around. Lots of boob jiggle.
Boop jiggle.
Right? So this has, it's almost been in the culture of video games to make characters and female characters in games to have these outlandishly huge boobs that jiggle and move and excite the male gaze.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But
I'm very, very, very biased. I will tell you what I'm biased about. Because on the one hand, I'm thinking, because it is some sort of over-sexualization of the female body constantly. So there I'm like, is this really necessary? And if I say it like this, then obviously like 90% behind this argument stands that I don't have fat naturals that I like to swing around in the public eye. So that's like probably 90% my self-conscious approach towards boobs. Then on the other hand, I'm thinking, let them fly because it's just boobs and people can be naked if they want to be naked. But we're talking about video game characters here. So the thing is, I don't know. I really cannot say if I'm like, does it always have to be big fat naturals? Because the thing is, there are huge boobs on very small women. I don't know if they're physically like Barbie, physically, if this is in a physical way even possible. And on the other hand, I'm like, yeah, I really don't know, man.
I think my standpoint is, before I get to anything else here, is that boobs exist. And especially as our video games are getting more realistic and like the CGI and the drawing and the artwork, it's getting almost to the point that it looks as good as films these days, right? Like it is hyper realistic at times.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that our boob carrying characters should have representative boobs. So yes, there are women with bigger boobs, but there's also women with smaller boobs. There's women with boobs right in the middle. There's boobs that jiggle. There's boobs that don't jiggle. Like there is a range of boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than vilify and say like, no boobs or no jiggle or anything like that.
I mean, imagine if they wouldn't jiggle. How weird would that be?
Right. So that brings up Fortnite, one of the biggest games of 2018. So Fortnite's character Calamity, she has this new cowboy skin. This is back in season 6 update in September. And her update had boob jiggle when she was dancing, because naturally that's what boobs do when a woman is dancing. Like they will do a little jiggle, not obscene or anything, just a little like
like the sound effect on that one.
Of course, boobs always come with sound effects. So people complained about these jiggly boobs because this is a game for kids and they think it's inappropriate and it should definitely 100% be removed. So Fortnite apologized for the boob jiggle and took it out of the game. And you look at then at Dead or Alive, which made an entire franchise out of big jiggly boobs and zombies. And Fortnite
is always a franchise.
Of course, zombies is always a franchise. When you combine it with big boobs, like, winner. So these two huge games, and they're totally disconcurrent attitude towards this breast physics, you know? And it's like, okay, I understand these are changing times, and I don't actually think that Dead or Alive boobs are culturally current culture of like boob appropriate, but I saw the boob jiggle from Fortnite and I don't think that was inappropriate. Like, I think that that was a natural way that a woman moves, right?
I did watch, I saw that too, that video. And I think that 90% of the boob moves, I was like, they're kind of just normally moving.
Yeah.
But at some point, there was some extra jiggle in there where I was thinking, that's a bit like the scene where you poke Huma, like in The Simpsons, you poke Huma's belly and it keeps jiggling forever. So there is just like this one part where it feels to me that it just seem to jiggle a bit too long for their own good. But basically, I think it's not that fucked up that you would say, you have to get rid of it entirely. Nobody cares that her jeans are not even remotely covering her ass there.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. She's just wearing super short shorts and this white crop toppy thing. So maybe it's the combination of her wearing a white top that makes people so upset about the jiggle. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Like, I'm watching the video again now, and it really is just a tiny bit of jiggle.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me turn it on again.
Like, even her dance, like, where she's fist pumping and, like...
On that page when she's lifting up her hands and then she's running around... And then she stops again. Then her boobs continue to jiggle in a really weird way. But during the thing, it doesn't feel that wrong.
I don't know. To me,
I don't have this amount of boobs. I'm not sure what they're doing.
Boobs keep moving. It's boob physics, Monica. They don't just stop because, like, you've stopped.
Because they'll keep really going. Don't.
Your movement.
You mean like my belly then?
Like your belly, like a puddle where you, like a drip of water and it's like a little ripple effect. Like, that happens with big boobs.
I don't think that the boobs in Fortnite are that horrifying that young kids. What is PG? What is Fortnite?
I have no idea. See, but, okay, so Fortnite's tiny little bit of boob jiggle, okay, compared to, for example, Street Fighter V and Chun-Li, who's got these huge boobs, and they, in her, like, any scenes with her being all like, hey, I'm Chun-Li, they just move as if she's in, like, Japanese hentai porn. Like, they are clothes, but they, like, move of their own accord, and they're massive, and it's just like, look at these boobs, you want these boobs, like, this is, you don't want to see me fight, you want to look at my jiggly boobs. Okay, so when you compare, like, for example, that game to a little bit of jiggle in Fortnite, it's like, why has Fortnite been nerfed, to use that term? Because that doesn't make sense.
I don't know, man. But who shouted? The Americans? There is a lot of cultural issues behind boob stuff as well. Like, you know, that's why I'm so torn. Because on the one hand, I'm thinking, not everything has to constantly be about big fat boobs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, go Janet Jackson for mooning at the Super Bowl and showing one of your boobs for 2 seconds.
That's flashing. Mooning is when you show
the other side. Okay, yeah. Flashing your boobs then.
I've come across this article, and it is from quite a few years ago, but it's talking about why we need representation of boobs in video games, right? And so basically it's saying, and it's the point that I'm trying to make as well, that we need to think about boobs as something other than sex characteristics meant to be sexy in men's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's why the natural boob jiggle, I'm all for. That's why highlighting different breast shapes, I'm all for. You know, it's not about being sexy. It's about normalizing all different sizes of breasts, especially like when so many kids only see these perfect boobs idolized in porn, right? So, like, by representing boobs in their video games, it's going to normalize that all different shapes and sizes and jiggle or no jiggle is normal.
Yeah, but then it also means that we have to have all different kinds of people in there of all shapes and sizes with or without boobs. So,
of course.
Because basically at the moment, I've hardly ever seen an overweight person in a video game.
That's true.
So all the women are constantly super skinny and big boobs. So there are no overweight people in any video game unless there is some creepy, horrifying villain person that's gonna die anyway or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically just as wrongly represented in video games as it is in porn and as it is in films and everywhere else.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with you that all the more boobs, but that means also all the more people.
Absolutely. Like, I think representation is important. And I do think it's something that we talk about quite often is in order to get a perfect view of the world.
Yeah. For example,
you need everyone represented.
Mm.
And it's the same in video games. And, you know, just because this topic that we're on happens to be boobs doesn't mean that other shapes, sizes, genders shouldn't be represented as well.
Yeah. The reason we started to talk about this is because they got rid of Jaina's cleavage in WoW.
And Hearthstone, not WoW.
Hearthstone, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm torn between it's perfectly fine that they did that. Because some people shout and say it's censorship that they covered Jaina's cleavage. And I'm like, is it though? Is it censorship?
It could be. Like, it could be construed as censorship because they're trying to conform to society's, like, no boobs on show, which, but, like, Fortnite is doing as well, right? The thing that gets me about it, and I actually have a lot of thoughts about Jaina in particular, and I will get to them, but the thing that gets me about this particular thing is that it was done so quietly. Like, if it weren't for people noticing it, like, it was never talked about. It's almost like they're shamefully covering up her mass amounts of cleavage.
But they didn't take away any boobs.
No, they just added a piece of clothing to them.
They just added like a centimeter of clothing between where the entire cleavage was. And that one went almost straight to the navel, though.
There was a lot of cleavage.
Yeah.
So, this is my thoughts, I guess, on the Jaina portrait in the first place. I don't think it really represented her as a character. I feel like it was, like, I don't feel like Jaina is this super busty character in Warcraft. Like, she is a mage, she's well-respected, and I know she's an NPC, but even her costumes and what have you, they're not an overly booby, sexualized costume.
Is that the one on the Warbringers that was on the ship?
Yeah. Right, like, so then you take her across to Hearthstone and all of a sudden you've got like a really powerful Jaina, like, which she is, but then like she's got a lot of boobs happening as well. I'm not saying I had a problem with the portrait itself. I thought that the artwork was beautiful. I thought that it was like a really powerful representation of Jaina, but I don't necessarily think that it was an accurate representation of her either.
The thing is always, when are boobs added to the game just to add sexual tension for the other side, like for the people on the other side? But then again, everybody could have big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like a powerful woman can have as big as a boob than one that's not that powerful.
Well, yeah, like boobs don't equal power.
Yeah. But then it could be that Jaina, but then, okay, it's because of the artwork and that there was so much cleavage and she's not naked generally, very naked and very showy in game.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hearthstone, she is.
Yeah.
Which is what annoys you about this. Like, well, annoy being a very strong word there.
Yeah. I just don't feel like her original portrait art was very representative of her.
Mm-hmm. You feel it's more representative now?
If I were to have been involved in changing her character's artwork to make her less booby, I think I would have changed her artwork completely and given her a different outfit. Like, I feel like just adding that has kind of undermined the original artwork and the original portrayal of, like, a really powerful mage. But by maybe putting her in totally different clothing,
then nobody would have noticed that the boobs were gone anyway. Yeah.
Like, that it would have been a non-issue.
That would have been a smarter move considering nobody wants to talk about it publicly. Yeah. First of all, I don't even know if I would have noticed. That's the first part. Second part is why I get so upset about this that it happened. Third is it really censorship? Because the boobs are still the same size.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the cleavage is not as big, and there is still, like, you can still see busty boobs there. Like, they didn't put her in a turtleneck or anything.
My God, could you imagine if they did?
It's been funny, though. By calling it nerfing, it's like, is she just less worthwhile now that she has, like, a cloth on her boob? Because that's all it is.
Then the other kind of issue I have around this is, like, there are some other Hearthstone cards that are, you know, pretty revealing.
Okay.
And as far as I'm aware, they haven't had any kind of wardrobe changes.
That's so weird.
It's weird. Like, I don't actually know how I feel 100% about, like, this little censorship of her boobs. But I'm like, if you're going to do it there, why not do it across the board?
Yeah. I don't know. I think probably what it would take is a general, more natural approach towards all that.
Mm.
Like, making those boobs always, like, super bouncy and super big and covered with super little clothes. And it's not very, like, who does that?
Game developers for the past, like, 40 years.
Yeah, but actual people. And it's like big boobs come with pains, I guess. I mean, I'm just assuming because I don't have any, but
they do.
So it's not always amusing to have big bouncy boobs or not so bouncy boobs. And then there are always fighters with big bouncy boobs with a bra. You can't tell me that always works.
No, like, honestly, if I did any kind of, like, super high intensity training with bra straps, like what some of these characters are represented with, like, they would snap. My boobs would be like, ha ha ha, hell no. And then they would fling, and then they would hit me in the eye, and then I'd be blind, all because of boob injury.
So, blinded by my own boobs. Yeah, and I mean, I get it. Do I? I don't know if I get it, because I don't get the fence. Like, the boobs are just boobs.
Boobs are just boobs, but boobs are great. But they should be normalized across video games. Like, that's just my thing. Like, normalize the boob, free the nipple, whatever.
Free the nipple.
Sorry, I was just channeling my inner Miley Cyrus there.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I really think that 90% of my issues come with my issues with, I would say, my own boobs, or the lack of them. What do you think about the issue that they reduced Lara Croft's boobs?
I'm okay with that because I feel like they're a bit more natural to her shape. Like, I feel like they're a bit proportionally better to her body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know characteristically and, like, from the first game, she's had these massive boobs, but they didn't look right. And they looked boxy, and, like, I really like the changes that they've made to her boobs.
I generally think they made her really pretty right now.
Yeah.
Pretty, I mean, badass.
I'm just looking at these Jaina portraits again, and the bit of, like, artwork that they've put in front of her cleavage, it doesn't even match the rest of it.
What?
It looks like she's wearing a tank top or a camisole top underneath steel bodice, and that's weird.
I don't know.
Do you see what I mean, though? Like, it doesn't look like it's the same material. It looks like she's wearing something ready for battle, like, it's maybe a steel breastplate or something. And then they've put just this canvas.
But you can't wear a steel breastplate and then not have anything underneath.
Well, yes, you can, because it's like, it's Warcraft and they can wear whatever the heck they want, but they shouldn't
exactly
be using fabrics.
They shouldn't be using fabrics.
Like, well, no, they shouldn't be mixing fabrics. Like, it looks weird to have, like, a camisole underneath a steel breastplate.
I really don't see that big of a problem with that cloth there.
I think if it had been there the entire time, that's okay. Like, it wouldn't have bothered me. And it's not even the fact that her cleavage is covered that bothers me. It just, I don't know how to, like, quite put into words why I'm bothered by it.
Because nobody talked about it.
That's definitely a big part. Yeah, nobody talked about it. And I feel like it was done really badly because I don't think it looks very good. And that's not to do with covering up her cleavage. I just don't think that the artwork, it wasn't an improvement to the artwork.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not, maybe I would need to be more emotionally attached to Jaina to be as upset as you are. I agree that I do find it when you say that other artworks are just as showy and they haven't done anything about this, mm-hmm. then that's weird. Why just cover up that sort of cleavage? Considering that I'm sitting in front of my computer and she's standing a bit on the side and you can't really, really see a lot of, like, it's not as if they're like, I mean, there are big boobies and everything, but they're not at, I don't know. The cleavage is not the thing that I see first when I look there. The size of her boobs that I see.
Yeah.
And then when you say that there are other artworks that are even still more open with everything, then why do it like this and why not say anything and why not just change the entire artwork in itself?
Mm-hmm.
Because that wouldn't have caused as much discussion as it does now.
No.
But then again, it's nothing, basically. It's not really making her breasts look more natural. It's not really improving her outfit. It does nothing besides putting a cloth there. Maybe that's what annoys you.
Yeah. Because
it does nothing, really.
It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't improve the boob situation in any in the game itself, like, entirely. It just changes one artwork and nothing else. Their boobs are still big. They're still not more natural. And there's just a cloth there that hasn't been there a few weeks ago. That's mm-hmm. it. And nobody talks about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, reform the boobies in-game, everyone. Make them more natural. Show more of different types of boobies. One that show left, one that show right, one that show, I don't know, make a twist or a swirl or whatever.
Boob representation matters.
Yeah.
And boob censorship will be noticed if you're trying to slide that under the rug. Listeners, do you want to weigh in on this discussion? Because I think me and Monica are kind of at an impasse on how we personally feel about this.
I have so many mixed emotions towards boobs in game in general. That's why it's so hard to decide. And it's really hard to dig underneath the personal issues that you have. And I'm really trying. But it's, I totally see when, because, yeah, people need to be open more about being naked and about their own bodies and about embracing who they are and everything. I see all of that and I hear that. It's just something that's really hard for me personally to do. So I'm like, how can you make this more of a topic? You can only make this more of a topic by making it more visible. But then you need to make everything more visible. Like, you need to make all different kinds of boobs more visible. You have to make all different kinds of body types more visible so that people feel represented and that people don't feel upset when they see a lot of big boobs happening. There are still people out there who probably look that like the people in game, so it's not as if they're totally unnatural or something. It's just that they're like overrepresented in game, and that's why it annoys a lot of people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So what it means is we need to make everything more visible for other people to connect to it more and to see it more and to feel represented more and to not have ill feelings about other things that they see. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So, and that's why I'm like torn between, it's not always necessary to over-sexualize every female body in game,
mm-hmm.
but also show everything.
Yeah, like, it's possible to have different boob representation without making them overly sexualized.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Like, when I walk down the street, I'm representing massive boobs, but I'm not like, hey, look at my massive boobs. Like, they just are, right?
Yeah.
So that's what needs to happen in video games.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we've got for you today, listeners.
What do you think about the boob representation? What are your opinions of boobs? Yes, boobs in game. No boobs in game. Boobs for everyone.
Boobs,
I don't know.
For all.
Boobs for
all. For boobs.
That could be a cool anthem.
Yeah.
So let us know. Comment in the comments or on social media or wherever you can find us. And we would like to take this awesome opportunity today to thank and welcome our new Patreon.
Woohoo!
So thanks very much, Manu. what a grammar mistake in a quiz 20 years ago can do. So thanks for joining us and supporting us on Patreon. We really appreciate it.
And thank you. You rock.
You rock. If anyone else wants to support us on our Patreon, you can find us on patreon.com/geekhearing. And we appreciate everything you would support us with. So you choose, starting from $1. So thanks for tuning in again this week. And
we'll see you again next week.
Yay.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Man, what a deal. Stop me.
If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.